Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And let's not forget, a special shout-out always goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in a coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. To everybody out there working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and men and women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, getting the job done. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America, and our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there and click on it and take a look and see all the different things we have there to help you, save you a little money in the process, too. All righty, starting up the week right now, and they're waiting over there in the platform, ready to go. It's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
They've been standing there quiet for about 15 minutes, but it's quiet no more. And, okay, thank you, thank you. All right, well, Saturday morning, they were there for 2 hours because they have an extra hour of last calls, not until 4 o'clock.
That's right,
so
yeah.
So you got a chance to get two shots of that.
Right.
And tonight is only one, but there you go. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, our great country was formed under Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, today, June 14th, 2021, is a very special day in many ways. Of course, it is Flag Day. We celebrate this. It's been Flag Day ever since 1777 when it was first declared such. And, of course, it's the birthday of the United States Army. A big hoo-ah out there to all the Army guys. And, finally, number three, it's the birthday of our 45th president, Donald J. Trump.
Well, that's exactly right. And happy birthday, obviously, to former President Donald Trump. And you're right, Captain. Way back in 1777, this is the Second Continental Congress, that's when they actually came up with how the flag would look, that it would have the alternating red and white stripes, and that the stars would be on the field of blue, representing the Union. So it goes way back, and then Woodrow Wilson, in 1916, established the official Flag Day as June 14th. And so a lot of history there, and today, folks, we're going to see you out there displaying proudly your American flags.
Yes, and some of them were put up last night early on. And again, I warned people when they put a flag up at night, it's supposed to be lit up, but some people didn't do that. But, oh, well, who am I? Okay, now let's talk about Joe Biden. Joe Biden, of course, got a hold of the Israelis right away, congratulated the new president. Prime Minister, and here is what the report we've got from our buddy.
President Biden spoke by phone with Israel's new Prime Minister, Naftali Bennett, to offer his warm congratulations. The White House issued a statement saying the President highlighted his decades of steadfast support for the U.S.-Israel relationship and his unwavering commitment to Israel's security. Mr. Biden also said his administration intends to work closely with the Israeli government on advancing peace, security, and prosperity for Israelis and Palestinians. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Now, that's all good. I mean, we got a new prime minister, changing the guard. But the one thing that's going on here, and not too many people are talking about it, Prime Minister Bennett is apparently further to the right than Benjamin Netanyahu was.
Well, that is very true. That is very true. However, he's not commanding anywhere near the numbers that Netanyahu had with the Likud party. This is a coalition that came together in order to change the leadership in Israel. So it does remain to be seen just how much influence and power the new prime minister will be able to marshal, especially if there are these other issues that come up like we just saw. But certainly, the Biden administration giving its support, and as you said, that's all well and good. We're going to see if it's really legit, though, because Captain, didn't somebody say the other day that this was the finishing the job of the Obama administration, and
yep,
that doesn't bode well for Israel.
No, and the other thing is that, of course, what we have going on here right now when it comes to that is the fact that Israel is probably right now in the most challenging era of its lifetime with Iran about ready to get a nuke if they haven't already got one. And I'm still saying I believe they have the ingredients. I just don't think they have the delivery system.
Well, that's right, and this actually goes back to sort of an unholy alliance with North Korea going back many, many years.
And Russia.
And Russia, exactly, that have those kinds of missile systems that they can place their weapons atop. So, again, it's I think what George W. Bush called the axis of evil way back when.
Now, Bill just chimed in out of the chat room, and he's go Army. Okay, that's good. Yep, because it's the birthday of the Army. We know that. And it's a very important day for a lot of people around the country. You know, a lot of things are meaningful to them today. But, of course, none more meaningful than the election of Donald Trump, our 45th president, back in 2016. He did something that we thought would never happen, remember?
That's right. Yep.
All right. Hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And if you want to call in, Kathy's going to give you the number here in just a second. But I got a busy, 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 busy day ahead of me today. I'll tell you all about that. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years. So it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, I think I will take it away. Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Man, who's hanging on the radio phone right now, waiting to come on, and I'll do that right after I tell you this segment's brought to you by Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is a product that I take. I've taken it for just about 6 years now, and it's part of the integrated health system that helps my body reduce the inflammation that I have a problem with my left ankle, my left foot, and my left leg, and I take it, and all I can tell you is 2 words. It works. It might have something to do with the ingredients in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. It lowers and eliminates the pain associated with whatever the problems you are, because it'll go right straight to the source. Now, the best part, it's 100% drug-free. 100% botanical and fish oil product, too, made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins that you need to have in your body. It also supports a healthy response and a recovery from whatever the problem is that you're having. And it's been working for me, and when I had my relapse here a little while ago, I just added another packet to it per day, plus they gave me some extra shots to speed up the process, and it did. And I'm feeling much better, thank you very much. But for $19.95, that's all it takes for Relief Factor. $19.95 gets you started on the 3-week quick start. And all you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and tell them you want that 1995 3-week quick start. It'll get you right out of pain, and you'll feel a lot better. It's all natural. Relieffactor.com/captain. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We're going to go right to the phone lines. You've got a caller on the line, so here we go. Good morning, caller. What was your name, and where are you calling from again, please?
Yeah, this is Raymond from Palm Harbor.
Yes, sir.
And I would really appreciate it if you and Kyle could just look into something for me that really rattled me. Earlier this evening, I was talking to a friend of mine who sometimes gets things right and sometimes gets things all muddled. Anyway, he told me that he heard that Mark Levin was either retiring or quitting or moving on to something else, and I heard that. I was like, holy cow. Have either one of you, have you or Kyle heard anything about that? If not, could you look into that maybe?
All right. I'll be happy to do that, and thank you very much for the call, and keep listening. Well, first of all, Kyle, I watched Mark Levin tonight from start to finish, and I never heard a word.
No, I haven't heard him say anything, and I'm able to catch some of his radio broadcast as well throughout the week. And no, I don't think that I've heard him say something like that. It would be kind of shocking if he was, but, you know, we'll definitely see what we can find out.
Well, I'm right now looking at the news from Mark Levin, and I'm going to see if I can find anything real quick. I know he changed networks that he was on. In terms of radio, because he was taken off the network he was on, and now he's on a different one. That might have something to do with it. He might be, let's see here. Okay, they moved him to a different time slot on his affiliate in New York City. That's here. Okay, that's all I see. I don't see anything else. Maybe it's because he moved his time slot.
Well, it could be, and sometimes that does happen. But you know, as Sean Hannity calls him the great one, I don't know that he's going anywhere anytime soon.
Well, I don't think he'll be on Sean Hannity's show very much if he winds up with the time slot he's got, because it's going to be right smack dab in the middle of Hannity's show.
Yeah, exactly right.
He's going to be running the evening shift from 6 to 9 in the Big Apple live, which is where his station is that he's on. So. If that happens, you won't see him on Hannity anymore.
Exactly.
That might be it. I don't know.
Yeah, but like we said, if we hear anything, we'll definitely bring it.
Yeah, there's nothing else there at all to describe any problem of any sort. Well, let's go back again to Donald Trump, because I want to finish something up here. Of course, Donald Trump, born June 14th, 1946. Today is his birthday. He celebrates his birthday on Flag Day, as well as the birthday of the Army, U.S. Army. And when I look at his accomplishments, and I've got Wikipedia up, I wanted to look to see what they had.
Mm-hmm.
They mention his accomplishments, but they also mention in kind of a snarky way here, and I don't know who writes this stuff, do you?
I don't. Sometimes different people contribute, I think.
Well, in kind of a snarky way about the fact that he got impeached twice, and he wouldn't concede the election in 2020. And, I mean, the comments that are made are just rather snarky.
Well, that's right. And, Captain, do we know if Stacey Abrams ever conceded the election?
No, hell no.
I don't think she did.
She still thinks she's the governor of Georgia.
Well, that's right. So that in and of itself is not necessarily, you know, a major indicator per se. And hopefully maybe there's a citation that needs to be there then.
Now, they're talking about the fact that it says the House impeached. Now, this is where this is strange. The House impeached Trump for incitement of insurrection on January the 13th, making him the only federal office holder in American history to be impeached twice. The Senate acquitted Trump for the second time on February the 13th. Now, unlike a regular court trial, if you get acquitted of something, that means it's like the charge wasn't there. Is that right?
Well, that's right, yeah. The government did not prove its case.
So it sounds like Wikipedia put this in there in such a way that you're not going to forget about the fact that Donald Trump was, oh, he was impeached twice. And, of course, the worst part of it is for incitement of insurrection. And, by the way, did you know that over 500 people have been charged to the January 6th, quote, end of quote, insurrection in Washington, D.C.?
Yes, yes, and just a few more, and I think there was a Southern California connection to that just a couple of days, two or three, 4 days ago.
And the latest, yeah, the latest ones that they're arresting, they're taking to Washington, D.C., and they're putting them in a special equipped gymnasium that they've made into a jail, which apparently isn't the best of places. And some of these people now have been held for many months without having even a court appearance, and may be held for as long as a year before they get to go to trial because of the insurrection laws and the way it's worded. This is going back to the days of September 11, 2001, whether they did something or didn't. And this is amazing.
Well, it really is. And one of the things that we would expect, of course, Captain, is that anybody who was participating in that day, that went into the Capitol, broke the law, this kind of thing, that they would be caught, they'd be arrested, and that we'd find out their connections. But so far, they don't seem to be going after too many of those who might have gone there and they weren't Trump supporters, let's say.
Well, let me ask you a question so I get this straight, so I try to understand something here. The folks that were in Antifa and BLM that set fires, that destroyed buildings and property, that beat up people, that stabbed people, that shot people along the way, a lot of them weren't charged with anything. Is that right?
That's what it appears to be, yes.
And that was definitely an insurrection, wouldn't you say?
Well, sure, yeah.
And these people who had no weapons, nobody had any mechanical or any guns or anything like that that they went into the Capitol with. Not one was found in the Capitol with a gun. Now, did they have flagpoles? Did they have something that might have been a sharp object? Yeah. Might they have had a hunting knife or something? Sure. But they weren't insurrectionist in the term of what I think of an insurrection, especially when Nancy Pelosi herself said, well, we have all these armed insurrectionists that came into the Capitol. No, they weren't.
Well, that's right. Yeah, they weren't armed in the traditional sense, as you talked about doing an insurrection. However, again, you know, they did do the wrong thing. They should never have done what they did. And no, they are going to be prosecuted.
Oh, they are. Yeah. And they're still looking for people that they're now, as we speak, identifying some of them on the video. So, you know, if you were one of the people that were there and you get a knock on the door in the middle of the night, oh, well.
Oh, well, exactly right. But we have ways of this is why we have a system in this country, and unfortunately there are so many people that went beyond that system, and they will be prosecuted for that.
Yeah, and there's a two-way system of justice here, because, again, the bad guys, and that's why I mentioned Antifa, BLM, and their supporters and what they did and where they did it, a lot of them have just been released, let go, no charges, and that just makes absolutely no sense when they were the insurrectionists.
Well, right. Well, they want to keep this narrative going. It's all Trump people.
Yeah, and by the way, I will say that where these cities are, where these people got released and didn't get charged, they're blue cities, big blue cities. But
yep.
What do I know? Okay, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, when we come back, more in the Captain's America Third Watch. And if you want to give us a call, Kathy's going to give you the number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The U.S. and Canada are no closer to a deal on reopening the border. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau delivering that message at a Sunday press conference when asked about lifting coronavirus restrictions. Those restrictions on non-essential travel between the two countries have been in place for the past 15 months. Trudeau said that more Canadians need to be vaccinated before he considers lifting border restrictions. Israel has a new prime minister after a razor-thin vote in its parliament on Sunday to approve a new government. Naftali Bennett has been sworn into office, ending Benjamin Netanyahu's 12-year term as PM. President Biden congratulated Bennett in a statement and later in a phone call where the two leaders committed to consulting with each other on regional security issues, including Iran. And one of the victims of Saturday's mass shooting in Austin, Texas, has died of his wounds. Austin police say the 25-year-old man died around noon on Sunday. He was one of 14 people shot early Saturday morning in a popular downtown bar district in the city. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha, and thank you very much, Mark, for doing that for us. By the way, folks, today, Monday, June the 14th, Flag Day, birthday of the United States Army, and Donald Trump's birthday, I will be guest hosting Armed American Radio's daily defense program all across the country from 4 to 5 p.m., check out where you can hear that program on the armedamericanradio.org website. But I'll be the guest host today from 4 to 5 p.m. And my guest will be, one of them anyway, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Before we get back to Kyle, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at MyPillow. Yep, MyPillow.com, the website. All you got to do is go to the MyPillow.com website and click on something that you like. See if you want to buy something. It asks you for a promo code, and you enter the promo code CAPTAIN, and boom, you've got it for the special price. It's that simple. Now, if you want to call them up, the number is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. You can call them up. You can tell them what it is you want or ask any questions about something you may have a question about. By the way, their MyPillow premium pillows are at the cheapest level they've ever been. And again, the promo code CAPTAIN. Now, I just got a MyPillow topper for my mattress, and I put it on my mattress Saturday. As a matter of fact, it showed up Saturday while I was at the gun show up in Brooksville. I came home, put it on my bed, and I laid down. I was planning on watching a little bit of television. It was about 8 o'clock or 8:30, somewhere in there, and the next thing I know, I wake up, it's 8:30 the next morning. How about that, Kyle?
That's amazing. That is really
between the pillow and the mattress topper, it's like, holy smokes. You talk about comfortable.
Yeah, precisely. And from what we understand, I mean, it helps regulate your temperature. It helps you to sleep better. And it's really something.
Well, and the best thing is no more backache, no more neck ache, none of that stuff since I've had the pillow. And now with the mattress topper, I assume it's going to be the same. But, folks, it all works out the same way. You go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, and enter the promo code where it asks you, Captain. When you do that, you save a bunch of money. It's that simple. And thank you very much. And we saw a bunch of people over the weekend that were up there in Brooksville that were users of the MyPillow, and some of them had bought it because of the fact that they heard me tell them about it. All right. Guess what, Kyle?
What's that?
We have a caller on the line.
Okay.
And it's probably the one you thought it was going to be. All right, here we go. Good morning, Todd in Tampa. 60 seconds. Go for it.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. While Joe Biden is over there at the G7 selling us out and giving all our secrets away and trying to, you see the difference between the Democrats have to buy their friends. Okay, they use our money and then they go over and sell us out and buy their friends. That's what they do. Now they're going to try and pass an infrastructure bill where Joe Biden doesn't know anything about construction and we're just coming out of a pandemic and then they're going to slap a big, huge tax on it. It's the stupidest thing I've ever seen. It's bad business. Joe Biden should be recalled for stupidity on just bad business alone. If that was my brother, I'd knock him out and say, you're the dumbest brother I've ever had in my life. But my brother wouldn't be that stupid. Okay? That's the bottom line. How's it working out for black unemployment? Has your state opened up yet? Okay? It's a disgrace. You can't be a Democrat and love this country. Okay? That's the bottom line right there. Let me say something to my man Rush Limbaugh. Okay? There's nobody in America who could walk in today, Bo Snerdly or Mrs. Limbaugh, and fill Rush Limbaugh's shoes but me, Todd Senior. Let's get to work and save the country. Peace.
All right, Kyle. What'd you think?
Well, yeah, Todd's on a roll as usual, but I know that there are Democrats who do love this country. We know Senator Joe Manchin, first of all, comes to mind, and there are many different Democrats in our history, but I think what Todd's talking about are these far, far left-wing Democrats who seem to be hell-bent on destroying a lot of what makes our country strong and prosperous.
AI can company.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Now, the thing of it is about Rush Limbaugh is that anybody that goes out there and says they're the next Rush Limbaugh is out of their mind. There will never be another Rush Limbaugh, ever. All right? And a lot of us owe our start to the radio business to him. I used to be a caller to the Rush Limbaugh show. And when I was in New York City, I've actually met the guy because of what was I doing? I was a firefighter in New York City. And I was out inspecting buildings, part of what I did. And I'd run across them every now and then at their World Broadcast Center, 77 WABC. But the fact of the matter is, the comparison of Rush Limbaugh to anybody, he's a man stands by himself. He was the leader and the standard that was set for all the other conservative hosts to follow.
And they broke the mold.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. After Rush, they broke the mold.
Yep. And he will forever remain embedded as the absolute best of what he did, and that's the way I'm going to remember him.
Me too.
Now, Joe Biden's most secretive tax, I talked about a tax, and I'm going to mention what it is. It's hiding in plain sight, Kyle. Do you know what it is?
Well, Captain, it's the inflation we're experiencing.
Yeah. Inflation is a form of a tax. If you don't believe me, Chris Markowski and I are going to talk about it this morning again for the umpteenth time because people don't seem to understand that the inflation that you're seeing, the prices, the gasoline, by the way, that somebody said gasoline's up 38%. I said, wait a minute. $1.87, $2.95. Do the math, the addition and subtraction, and then do the division, and that's not 38%. I'm sorry, you're wrong.
Well, exactly right. And you know, Captain, but as people across the highways and byways, they can see what the price of milk is. They know what the price of a gallon of gas is. They know how much prices are going up. In fact, consumer prices have gone up at least 5% in the very recent times.
More than that. You're reading the news articles. More than that. Trust me. I was in the grocery store, and I saw the 5%. 5% was 10, 15, 20% in most cases. Go look at the milk.
Well, sure. Exactly.
Matter of fact, go look at the ground round or the ground chuck if you don't want to buy hamburger. The hamburger's not cheap, but it's cheaper. But anything that's a special cut meat, it is really jumped way up.
Well, certainly it has. But, Captain, the Biden administration is telling us that this is all transitory. It's all going to self-correct.
It's all going to go down.
Yeah, it's going to go back to
normal.
It'll
go down when I leave office.
Oh, man. I mean, honestly, they must think that we're just out to lunch.
They think we're stupid.
Yeah.
And they're trying to sell us with the media. You know, if you repeat something over and over enough times, an untruth, eventually it becomes the truth or something like that. I'm not saying exactly correct, but that's their whole modus operandi. All right, Texas is proposing a new bill. Ban the Chinese Communist Party from buying any land in either Texas or the United States of America. Amen. Hallelujah. Get it done.
Well, you know, Captain, these kinds of things, these ideas, of course, in many ways are typically a kind of prelude to a much larger, I don't want to say conflict, but disagreements or this kind of thing. But what it will do is it will put into stark contrast exactly what the Chinese Communist Party is really all about. And do you want to have this organization be able to have holdings in the United States in this way? This is a very good question, especially at this point.
Well, Baltimore businesses kind of announced something that's a little bit far-fetched. We'll see if they can get away with it. They said that because of these are the Baltimore businesses, a business group that's there, because of the lack of police protection, they've threatened to stop paying city taxes altogether.
Yes, that's exactly right. And that is going to, of course, really begin to force the issue. We understand some 37 business owners, have come out with this. So again, this is something because there is a contract, basically, between the government and the citizenry and business, that there's going to be an environment by which people are going to be safe, they can conduct their business, and there's going to be a police response. But if that contract goes away, then they have to find ways, and many times, of course, they'll probably more or less file lawsuits, but this helps to bring this notion to the forefront.
And by the way, I just got a message here from Tim. Tim apparently didn't understand what we were saying about the Benjamin Netanyahu. He did get a chance to speak. He gave his last speech on the way out. He blasted Joe Biden, by the way, on the way out. Of course, he'd been the Israeli prime minister since 2009, but he was officially voted out of office by the Knesset by a vote of 60-59.
Yes, to say it's razor thin, that's an understatement. And again, you never know how this will all pan out, ultimately, but there was a coalition against Netanyahu, and I think they're probably, celebrating in the White House, but gee whiz, we just saw exactly what can happen in a blink of an eye with Israel versus its adversaries.
And it's my understanding, for the first time ever, there is an Arab group that's involved in the leadership of the Israeli government. And it's the first time that's happened. So we'll see how that works out.
Exactly, yes.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we go to our first Truckers Highway and Bible report. We've got some weather to talk about. Yep, it's out there. And I'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. And that's Donna Fiducia. We appreciate her very much doing that for us. She's up there in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from big old Fort Benning, Georgia, and a big hooah out there on this birthday of the Army to Fort Benning, Georgia, and all the guys and gals that are there. Now, this portion of the program also is brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. When you see the big old sign out there in the highways or byways, pull on in there and go in there and tell them you've been listening to Captain's America Third Watch, and you'll get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee on the Third Watch to get on down the road with. But the best part of it is join the driver's club, and then you'll get points for the fuel you buy, points for the food you buy, points for the supplies that you buy in a trucker's store. And it adds up quickly, and all of a sudden you'll have a little forte of things that you can use to save down the line, because they'll say, do you want to use some of your points? And it's just like having money in the bank. All righty,
Here we go. Going to kick it up a notch because we got some music to get it started tonight. We haven't played this in a while, and here we go. And the Blackhearts. And by the way, Kyle, what's that melody also go to? Do you remember?
What is that?
Monday Night Football.
Oh, yes, of course. Yes,
actually, Sunday Night Football. So with Carrie, what's her face?
Right, Carrie Underwood.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's the theme. That's the undercare of the melody that they use for her to do her song with Sunday Night Football.
Well, yeah, and Joan
and at
Jett,
one time it was Monday Night Football, but that's okay.
That's right. Yeah, and Joan Jett, that goes back to 1988. And it's a really a great song. It's not easy to write a song that is that catchy.
Yeah. And that just gets you going. Okay,
yeah.
I'm going to read the weather statement. I'm going to give it to you because we got weather, and boy, we got weather. All right, well, a frontal system will produce a line of severe thunderstorms with potential for damaging winds, also hail and locally heavy rain in the central Appalachians. Isolated storms may develop in the high plains, upper Midwest, and northern Gulf Coast. And, yeah, there's going to be some big-time thunder boomers out there. Now, dangerous heat and critical fire weather threats will develop across the southwestern Great Basin. Record highs, once again, will be possible in the high plains and out there in places like Arizona, New Mexico, all along the Mexican border and up through the high desert in California. Go for it, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Well, as the late Glenn Frey might say, the heat is on. And it's
the heat is on. Oh.
No, that's exactly right. And it's on all through the West. We definitely have high pressure that is going to be the main cause of all this. But we're going to start up in Big Sky Country, Montana, where they also have excessive heat warnings. Now, this is going to be...
This is unheard of, these kind of temperatures they're going to have up there.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, near Billings, upwards perhaps even 107 in some places, then it turns into a watch as you head north to the Canadian border. So be very careful in that area because, as the captain is saying, very, very unusual in that area. Fire weather warnings, excessive heat warnings all through the state of Utah tonight, Captain, as we're coming down Interstate 15. It's going to go all through the state of Arizona as well, especially around Phoenix and Tucson. We're looking at triple digits all through this area. Las Vegas, They're looking, of course, at triple digits. Las Vegas looks like, right now it's 90 degrees registering Las Vegas. And as we start in on Monday, 109, that's going to climb up to 114,
yep,
throughout the week, and continue in triple digits, for the foreseeable number of days ahead. Excessive heat warnings in Southern California. Again, triple digits, coming up as we move through the week. So, be very, very careful out there. Make sure that you have plenty of water, number one, and that you have your coolant just right, and try to find the right times of day, if you can, in the cool of the day or even at night, to do your traveling, especially if you're hauling stuff across the highways and byways. Be careful out there.
Yeah, and make sure you check your tire pressure, too, because this is not the time to be running tires at full pressure out there, because you have a blowout when you least expect it. The 100 pounds of air pressure on 100-degree temperature roads that go up to 120, 130 degrees can very easily take that tire up to 125 or 130 pounds, so let a little air out of the tires.
Exactly right, yes.
Yep. Now, we do have some weather tonight. South Dakota, about central South Dakota, there's a little small speck of a little possible thunderstorm cruising along in there, a little cell. There's another one in the central part of Nebraska, right about midway across on I-80. And then dropping on down to Texas, we do have the possibility tonight in the metroplex of Texas, Dallas-Fort Worth and surrounding area, of some thunderstorms and some rain tonight. We'll see. It's there in the forecast, but we don't know if we're going to get it or not. So be advised that there's also still some flooding left around over to the east along I-20 towards Louisiana from all that rain they got up through the weekend. And then the same scenario for Houston South for about, it looks like all the way to Corpus Christi, you got the possibility for some rain showers there. Now, in Mississippi, nothing much has changed in Mississippi in terms of flooding. You've got all kinds east of the Mississippi River, an area of flooding there, and that's going to continue the rest of today as things is trying to dry out a little bit, but it is what it is. Northern Gulf, you got a little bit of a disturbance there right now in the northern Gulf of Mexico. And by the way, keep your eyes on the tropics this week, a little bit later in the week. We could have something developing coming into the Gulf, Kyle.
That's exactly right. And, again, we're starting up the season now, and you never know. You have to keep our eyes on it.
Yep, and then a couple more things for you there in Pennsylvania, just north of I-81, headed up towards Harrisburg. You've got an area of rain and flooding in there. You've got a severe thunderstorm alert between Harrisburg and the Maryland state line. Up on Lake Ontario, the northeast shore of Lake Ontario, way up there by Watertown, you've got some thunderstorm watches and warnings up in there. They actually, Kyle, had just east of Syracuse and north of Syracuse, earlier last night, had a tornado warning.
Really? Wow. Yeah.
Over towards north of Oneida, headed up into the Adirondacks, and I don't think anything came of it. At least I haven't heard anything. And then, of course, to fill things off, west side of Michigan tonight, along Lake Michigan, about 50 miles in, you've got a weather statement there for some bad weather that's out there, as conditions are ripe, as they are all around the country, for the development of severe thunderstorms. And that's what happens when you get these high, high, high heat temperatures and the humidity builds up and something's got to give.
Exactly right.
All right. Remember, the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop, everybody. Pull on in there. Get your free cup of coffee. Tell them the captain sent you. And join the Drivers Club. And RVers, they got a club for you there, too. Join the RV Club. I'll be back after the top of the hour, hour number two. Kyle Warren and I, lots of news to head for, and we'll get into that news. Kathy is going to take you to break.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.